Public vote looms over Thailand's controversial casino bill. The Thailand Casino Entertainment Bill, which aims to legalize casinos as part of entertainment complexes, continues to face an uncertain future. The measure's passage now potentially depends on a public vote that will likely be influenced by the surmounting public opposition to it. In a latest development, the Senate Special Committee set up to review the bill has recommended that the project be put to a referendum. They warned of potential constitutional conflicts if the bill becomes law. The committee meeting, which was held on Thursday, May 15, and chaired by Sen Veerappan Suvanamai, examined the bill's critical provisions. Expert warns of casino loopholes. Committee advisor Chermsak Pinthong, a former senator and academic, warned that the government's draft bill might be a veiled attempt to legitimize large-scale casinos, rather than a genuine effort to create entertainment complexes. He also pointed out that the proposed legislation grants extensive control to a policy committee, headed by the Prime Minister, a framework that sidesteps competitive bidding requirements and standard legal procedures. Another area Pinthong flagged in the bill is the lack of transparency in handling state revenue from casino concessions. The draft law sets a vague 5 billion baht, $150,815, cap without establishing a clear minimum. The bill also omits essential requirements like public consultations, impact assessments, and local referendums. Pinthong also questioned the long-term viability of the project. He noted that a proposed site in Bangkok's Klong Toei district spans 3,800 rai, with land valued at 1.2 million baht per square wa. Using 10% of the land for a casino, investors would control assets worth 100 billion baht, yet contribute just 1.1 billion baht, $33.1 million, to the state yearly. Additional sites are planned for Chiang Mai and Utapao. Chermsak believes the 30-year concessions attached to the casino development would saddle future generations with liabilities, especially if the venture failed to meet expectations. Constitutional concerns and credit risks. Committee member Sharan Pakdathanakul raised concerns that the bill could breach Articles 3, 65, and 115 of the Constitution. He also warned that it would harm Thailand's credit rating and contradict national values and governance standards. While Prime Minister Pathumthan Shinawat was invited to explain the government's stance, she couldn't attend due to her official visit to Vietnam. The delegate she appointed, Deputy Finance Minister Julapun Amarnvivat, was also unavailable as he accompanied her. The Prime Minister's meeting with the committee has been rescheduled for June 5.